Chapter 16. In the end, Jaina decided to put aside any other considerations and concentrate once again on being a good leader to the Twin Suns squadron. Half her squadron had no combat experience beyond operating battle stations on Trickster, and that was hardly their normal line of work. They were starfighter pilots, and Jaina knew too well that even experienced pilots had a very short life expectancy when going up against the Yuuzhan Vong. She planned an ambitious training schedule, putting the pilots in their cockpits almost every day, battling against formations of A-wings, whose speed and combat characteristics most resembled the Yuuzhan Vong coral skippers. On the days when the squadrons weren't in their X-wings, they would do classroom work on tactical theory and practice. Jaina's ambitious schedule fell apart on the second day. Twin Sun's squadron was practicing hyperflight maneuvers, pursuing a squadron of A-wings under Colonel Ijix Harona. Harona and his Scimitar squadron made repeat short hyperspace jumps, while Twin Sun's squadron tried to both follow them through hyperspace and end their jumps in an advantageous tactical position relative to their quarry. The two squadrons were evenly matched. Both were composed half of experienced pilots and half of rookies. The two squadrons had completed their second pursuit, a modest success, Jaina thought, when a distress signal flashed across their hyperspace comm units. "This is New Republic cruiser Far Thunder. We in the frigate Whiphand are under attack by approximately 60 enemy coral skippers. Our hyperdrive engines are disabled. Coordinates follow. We request assistance from all nearby New Republic forces. I repeat." Jaina's blood ran chill. Far Thunder was the cruiser that had been disabled at Obroa Sky and had been left under escort by the ex-Imperial Lancer-class frigate Whiphand. Most of Far Thunder's personnel had been evacuated, and there weren't enough remaining to make up a fighting crew. Jaina thumbed the intership comm and signaled Major Harona. "Scimitar One, did you copy the distress message?"
"I copied, Twin One."
Harona's voice was slightly distracted. "Ask them for details. I'm going to query Fleet Command."
"Understood, Scimitar One."
Jaina triggered the hyperspace comm. "Far Thunder, this is Twin Sun's squadron. Can you give me an idea of your situation?"
"Major Solo?"
A new voice came online, and Jaina recognized Far Thunder's Captain Hanser.
"We have only damage control and bridge crew aboard. We've slaved the weapons systems to droid brains, but it's not as effective as a real fighting crew. We've lost our tender. We've lost a lot of our shields, and we're getting hammered. Whiphand is holding her own, but is too hard-pressed to protect us."
Jaina heard quiet despair in the voice.
"I just want to buy some time to evacuate my crew and scuttle the ship. That's all I ask."
Her heart went out to him. Hanser had argued so forcefully against Farlander, who had wanted to scuttle the cruiser, and finally won his point, only to come to this.
"Understood, Far Thunder," Jaina said. "Stand by."
She switched to intership comm. "Scimitar One, Far Thunder reports."
"I heard,"
Harona said shortly, and then added, "Fleet Command is concerned that it's an ambush."
"The messages aren't faked," Jaina said. "I recognize the captain's voice."
"Stand by, Twin One."
Jaina waited a long moment while Harona signaled headquarters. Then his voice returned.
"Fleet Command has left the decision to me," Harona reported. "If we don't go, they'll order Whiphand to save herself and abandon the fight."
Jaina bit her lip. It would take a considerable effort for coral skippers to destroy even a disabled capital ship, but they could do it in time. The two reinforcing squadrons would go a long way toward evening the odds, but half the starfighter pilots were rookies who couldn't be expected to hold their own against the Yuuzhan Vong, and the experienced pilots would be distracted by having to look after them. Plus, the Yuuzhan Vong themselves may have sent for reinforcements. She thought of shields falling, the hull being breached. Death and slow-marching obliteration as Far Thunder was destroyed piece by piece, compartment by compartment. Jaina thumbed her comm button.
"I'd risk it, Colonel," she said. If it's too hairy, we can jump out.
There was a long silence before Harona's voice returned.
Agreed, Twin One, he said. We'll use the A-wing slash, so that puts you in the lead.
Understood, Scimitar One.
Jaina spoke through clenched teeth. Harona's plan would commit Jaina's squadron first and keep his own A-wings out of the battle until after the fight got nasty. Not that Harona's plan didn't make sense. The A-wings were little more than a pair of giant Novaldex engines with weapons and a pilot strapped on. They couldn't take punishment like an X-wing, and were best at hit-and-run fighting.
Stand by to receive jump coordinates. Prepare to jump on my mark.
I copy, Scimitar One.
Jaina switched to the channel she used for communication with her squadron.
We have received a distress call from two capital ships under attack, she said. We're going in to help them. This is no drill.
She paused a moment to let that sink in.
I want wingmates to stick close to their leaders.
You are not to go off on a Vong hunt on your own. Each flight is to form single file with 2 kilometers between ships.
Twin Five, I want your flight 20 kilometers astern of my flight and to the right.
Louis howled an acknowledgment.
Twin Nine, your flight will fly cover 20 kilometers astern of Twin Five.
Acknowledged, Tisar said.
She wanted her squadron in single file because it was easier for the rookies to keep up. They had all been assigned as wingmates to more experienced pilots, so all they had to do was follow the ship ahead of them and shoot at any enemy that got in the way. If the wingmates themselves got bounced, they'd have a veteran pilot behind them who might be able to keep their tails from being waxed.
Jaina watched the displays as her squadron settled into the assigned formation. Not a whole lot of bumping and weaving, which was good.
"We won't know the full picture until we get in," she said. "So be prepared to maneuver the second we get into real space. Any questions?"
"No questions." Everyone in her squadron, she thought, was either very smart or very stupid. Jaina knew which way she wanted to bet.
"Extend your foils. Arm and test weapons. Now."
Laser bolts flew past Jaina's cockpit as weapons were tested. At least her rookies hadn't blown her tail off, which under these conditions had to count as a success. Her navigational computer lit as Ijix Harona fed her coordinates.
"Jump on the colonel's mark," Jaina said, and switched to the all-ships frequency to hear Harona's voice.
"On my mark," he repeated. 5, 4, 3, 2... Mark. The starlight streamed away around the cockpit, and Twin Sun's squadron was on its way. It was a 20-minute hyperspace jump, which gave Jaina far too much time to think about what was going to happen. Plans and contingencies swarmed through her mind. Most of them ended with the New Republic forces getting splattered. She thought of plasma cannon projectiles, shredding her rookies, or Lobaka, or herself. She knew that if the war went on, it was only a matter of time before it happened. Sooner or later, the death lottery would call her number, just as it had called so many others. With an act of resolute will, she banished the dead from her mind. She had to think of ways to survive, not brood on the long list of the lost. Her mental armor slided into place around her. She would concentrate only on the outcome, on a successful resolution of the fight. It was not until her nav computer gave her the 2-minute warning that she thought to call on the Force. She had been neglecting her daily Force exercises and meditations, and not just because she was busy. Opening to the Force meant opening to the totality of life, and that included the emotions she was denying herself. Grief, terror, panic, horror. It meant being vulnerable, and she couldn't afford vulnerability right now. She had to keep focused on the outcome, and anything that didn't lead directly to the survival of her squadron was irrelevant. Nevertheless, she called on the Force, calling only on its strength to refresh her, its vigor to keep her mind alert. She knew she could do that, for short periods at least, and not be distracted by all the other things to which the Force connected.
Distantly, in her Force awareness, she could sense Lobaka and Tisar, and they sent her a burst of fierce warrior joy. She absorbed it, felt its keen anticipation of the coming combat, and tried to use it to give herself strength. She wished she had Jedi here, Jedi who could form the linked force meld they had called into being at Abroa Sky, but she and Lorian Tisar were the only three present, and three really weren't enough. The X-Wing nav computer gave its chiming warning, and suddenly the stars hurled themselves against the black backdrop of space and stuck there. Jaina scanned her displays and saw at once the two New Republic capital ships, big vessels surrounded by swarms of swift-flying gnats. Energies flashed on the displays. It was clear that the two big ships were still fighting. Far in the distance, standing off, were a pair of tender analogs, unarmed coral craft that had brought the coral skippers to the battle. They were in deep space. No suns, no planets, no moons, no asteroids, no comets. "Twin squadron," she ordered. "Alter course 60 degrees to left in succession. Once you hit my mark, accelerate to 95% maximum thrust. This is Twin One, turning now." The controls responded smoothly in her hands as she swung the ship on its new trajectory and punched the engine controls. Behind her, each X-Wing followed in turn, the line of ships, almost 50 kilometers long, turning toward the fight. Tisar and Lobaka were a distant reinforcing presence in the Force. Ijix Harona and his A-Wings stayed behind, but Harona's ships had enough acceleration, Jaina knew, to catch her any time he wanted. "This is Twin Sun Squadron and Scimitar Squadron," Jaina told Far Thunder and Whiphand. "Where do you want us?" Whiphand replied first. "We're holding our own," Jaina was told. "Your priority is to help Far Thunder." "Copy that, Whiphand." Whiphand was a Lancer-class frigate, developed by the Empire to guard convoys against attacks by rebel starfighters. It was a ship dedicated to battling swarms of small craft, and was ideal for holding off groups of coral skippers. If Far Thunder hadn't suffered so much damage and evacuated so many of its crew, the two of them together could have done more than hold their own, but as it was, Whiphand was severely handicapped by having to guard its crippled consort. Jaina studied the displays and realized, to her relief, that the enemy were not moving with the eerie synchrony that meant a Yamisk guided their attacks. That was good, because she didn't have any of her Yamisk jamming devices with her. There had been no point in taking one on what was supposed to be a training flight. The relationships of the two big ships, she saw, were interesting. They were flying abreast, with Whiphand making big rolls around the cruiser to wherever the threat seemed greatest. At the moment, Whiphand was rolling toward Jaina and her approaching squadron, almost eclipsing her view of the damaged cruiser. "Whiphand," Jaina transmitted, "can you roll another 15 degrees and then hold your position relative to Far Thunder? I might be able to do you some good." There was a moment's hesitation. "Very good, Twin One." Whiphand ponderously rolled into place, completely eclipsing Far Thunder. "Heads up, people," Jaina told her squadron. "We're going to strip off some of the furball around Whiphand before we get tangled up in Far Thunder's trouble. Pair leaders, pick your own targets. Wingmates, stick to your leaders. Remember, you're just there to keep their tails clear. Once you're clear of the skips around Whiphand, look for me, and hang on to my tail if you can, because things are going to get hairy fast. If you have any questions, talk now." No questions. She'd made her instructions very clear for the rookies. Just follow the guy in front. The veterans, on the other hand, probably understood what she was up to. Whiphand was getting very close. The enemy coral skippers had been fully committed to their attack runs, and were only now beginning to react to Jaina's presence. Too late. Jaina picked up one coral skipper that was only now finishing a run on Whiphand's aft engine assembly. The skip was arcing in preparation for turning and making another run, and its Dovin basal shield was probably deployed aft in order to keep the frigate's defensive fire from climbing up its tail. Perfect. Jaina was closing so fast, the target probably didn't even know she was within 10 kilometers. It was a deflection shot, but Jaina's reflexes synced perfectly with the controls of her X-Wing, and she turned the nose just slightly into the enemy's turn and quadded the laser cannon. The coral skipper shattered into fragments as the X-Wing whipped past. Then the big frigate, surrounded by streams of coherent light from its turbolasers, flashed beneath the belly of Jaina's fighter. "Rolling to right, Twin Two." Jaina wanted to roll in order to clear her tail of any enemy who might be bouncing her. But she didn't want to lose her rookie wingmate as she shook the enemy free. "I copy, Twin One." On her displays, Jaina could see her wingmate matching her maneuver. Twin Two was a female Duro named Vale, who had thus far shown herself a reasonably capable pilot for someone just out of flight school. Jaina looked ahead and saw Far Thunder in bad shape. Parts of the big cruiser were shattered. Other areas were blackened as if by flame. But at least two-thirds of her turbolasers were still pumping out fire at the 40 or so coral skippers that hovered around her, and defensive missiles were still being launched. Space around the cruiser was filled with brilliant fire. Again, Jaina chose a target, the hindmost of a flight of 4 coral skippers that had just made a run on Far Thunder's bridge. She lifted the X-Wing's nose, matched trajectories, and blew the skip apart with a second shot. Then she pulled the stick hard, her fire climbing to the second coral skipper, and watched flame erupt from its stony hull as her laser bolts stitched its surface. The remaining 2 skips dodged left and right, and Jaina was unable to follow. In seconds, she had left Far Thunder far behind and began to pull on the stick in order to loop around and make a second pass. Suddenly, laser bolts were slashing past her cockpit. Something crashed on her aftermost shields. "Skip on your tail, Major!" Vale's shriek dinned in her ears, and Jaina's heart jolted against her ribs. "Breaking left," Jaina said, and yanked the controls. The laser bolts slid off to the right, and she caught a glimpse of a coral skipper as it flashed past, bright projectiles still flaming from its plasma cannons. She doubled back onto the coral skipper and launched a missile at it, but its Doven Basil sucked the missile into oblivion, and the coral skipper shot away, accelerating fast. "Thanks, Twin Two," Jaina said. Her heart was still hammering, and she could only hope that Vale's frantic laser barrage had frightened the enemy pilot as much as it had terrified her. She spent the next few frantic seconds sorting out her command, getting Twin Sun's squadron organized after its fighting pass and in a position to make another run at the enemy. 7 coral skippers had been killed, with no casualties among the X-Wings, but the Yuuzhan Vong were ready for them now, 2 battlegroup-sized formations having separated themselves from the main body, ready to bounce the X-Wings when they next approached. "Loi, you follow me," Jaina said. "Tisar, your job is to fly cover and keep those guys off our tails."
"I copy,"
Tisar said. "The A-Wings should help you," Jaina said.
"We hope."
She aimed her flight for the furball surrounding the Far Thunder and punched the throttles. An attacker's chief advantage was speed. Once she had to slow down in order to maneuver against the enemy, she'd be easy meat for those 2 battlegroups hovering out of the action, waiting for just such an opportunity. So if she could help it, she wouldn't slow down. The A-Wings weren't the only starfighters that could make a slashing attack. The problem was those 2 battlegroups hovering on either side of Far Thunder, just waiting for her to do exactly what she was doing. "Rolling to left," she announced. That would put Far Thunder between her squadron and one of the enemy battlegroups, which would mean that the enemy would have to run the cruiser's gauntlet of fire before it could reach her. Maybe it wouldn't try. She could only hope. "Leaders, choose your targets," Jaina said. "Wingmates, stick close." She already had a coral skipper picked out, one just beginning its pass on Far Thunder. She followed it into its run, lined it up, fired lasers. only to see the bright bolts of light curl and shift blue and vanish beneath the event horizon of the Doven Basil. She fired again, to the same result. And then one of Far Thunder's turbolasers punched right through the craft like a knife thrust through a bar of soap, turning it into bright rainbow fragments that spattered on Jaina's shields. The skip's Doven Basil hadn't been able to guard against Jaina and the cruiser both. She breathed thanks to whatever droid brain had fired the lucky shot, then rolled away from Far Thunder and punched the throttle to escape the danger zone.
"Twin Leader, you're being bounced," Tisar's voice. "Watch your six."
"Rolling left," Jaina said again. That would put her in the overlapping fields of fire from both Far Thunder and Whip Hand, which she hoped might intimidate the Vong. Her cockpit brightened to streams of turbolaser fire, the blue and red and green light strobing on her control switches and dials. Then plasma cannon projectiles flamed past her extended right foils, and she jerked her X-wing left again, then rolled back onto the tail of the skip as it raced past. She could see the Doven Basil singularity deployed aft, but she lined up the target anyway. Why not? Shooting at it might keep it honest.
"Skip on my six," Vale's frantic voice jolted Jaina's heart again. "I'm breaking right."
Behind Vale's words, she could hear the slam of plasma cannon projectiles on the X-Wing's shields. Jaina abandoned her quarry and broke left, then right. An S-curve that she hoped would let her line up on the coral skipper that was hunting Vale. It flashed across her sights and she fired, but the deflection shot missed. Cursing, Jaina hauled the X-Wing after the enemy.
"I've lost shields!"
The enemy's Doven Basil had jumped forward and eaten Vale's shields. At least that meant the singularity wasn't deployed aft.
"Twin two, break left."
Vale overreacted to Jaina's command, hauling the stick around so hard that her maneuvering thrusters killed her own speed and made her craft a perfect target. But the skip swam across Jaina's nose and she launched a missile. The enemy craft shattered like an egg, and for a moment Jaina mistook the buffeting on her shields for debris until a brighter scarlet plasma cannon projectile slammed her canopy like a giant hammer ringing a bell. She rolled her ship to right, but the cannon rounds followed, slamming her again and again.
"Vale, your six is clear," she shouted. "But I've got a skip on my tail. I'm breaking to right."
Her astromech droid, R2-B3, gave a squeal of chittering anger as a Doven Basil overloaded one of her rear shields. She spun the ship in a wild corkscrew spiral as plasma rounds blazed past her cockpit. Jaina licked sweat from her upper lip.
"Vale, get me out of this."
First Far Thunder, then Whip Hand, whirled through her vision.
"I can't find you, Major," her wingmate wailed.
One of the enemy rounds darted through the broken shield and took off a chunk of Jaina's upper left foil. She led the enemy pilot on a mad dance through the void, but the skip hung on, its plasma cannons hammering.
"Breaking left,"
Jaina called, and hoped someone was in a position to hear and act on the knowledge. Turbolaser fire from Whip Hand traced surreal patterns across her vision. She could feel sweat beneath her arms and across her forehead, and felt her shoulders tense as if awaiting the shot that would blow her away.
"Twin one, roll right,"
Tisar's voice. Jaina heard the command through the Force before she heard Tisar's words, and she yanked the X-Wing around. Laser fire streamed past her canopy, and then actinic light flared off her cockpit instruments as the pursuing coral skipper was blown to fragments.
"Thanks, Twin Nine."
Jaina blinked sweat from her eyes. Tisar's third flight had done exactly what Jaina had intended them to do. Hang out of the fight until one of the hovering enemy squadrons bounced Jaina, and then bounced the attackers. It wasn't over, though, by a long shot. Jaina's squadron was still tangled up with a swarm of coral skippers, and they were all moving very fast. By now they had overshot the cruiser and frigate, and were engaged in a fighter-to-fighter duel outside the zone of the capital ship's protective fire. They were all on their own, and the numbers were fairly even. A burning X-Wing crossed Jaina's path, and she felt a steel fist clamp on her insides and twist.
The two skips that had flamed the X-Wing flashed past too quickly for her to get a shot at them.
"Twin Two, get on my tail."
The lost aft shield was preying on Jaina's mind, and she very much wanted Vale behind her, helping to cover the gap.
"I still can't find you, Twin Leader."
Vale's bewildered cry nearly shattered Jaina's eardrums.
"Never mind," Jaina said. "Just stay alive. I'll find you."
Jaina pushed her force sense outward, tried to locate Vale in all the confusion.
"Twin Ten and I will stick with you, Jaina," Tisar said. "Thanks again."
And then she had to dodge a Yuuzhan Vong missile that was trying to find the hole in her shields. She yelled at her astromech droid to get the shield up again and took a snapshot, and missed, at a coral skipper that flashed past. She found Vale in her heads-up display and chased her down just in time to shoot a coral skipper off her wingmate's tail.
"Right behind you, Twin Two,"
Jaina said as the burning coral skipper flamed off into the darkness.
"Oh, thank you."
Vale's exclamation was heartfelt.
"Twin Nine,"
Jaina told Tisar.
"Vale and I both have damaged shields aft. Can you stick with us?"
"Affirmative."
There followed several minutes of burning, tearing, confused combat that alternated with bewildered moments in which Jaina couldn't seem to find anyone to shoot at. She took shots at several coral skippers and launched a pair of missiles, but had no idea whether she'd succeeded in hitting anything. And then she heard Loey's roaring cry. More coral skippers were arriving. At least 10 of them. This was the second enemy battle group that had been hovering out of the combat, waiting to jump Jaina when she made her attack. Thanks to her maneuvering, they'd been forced to fight their way past the capital ships in order to reach Jaina, and had lost a pair of skips in doing so. But now they had arrived. Now the odds against Twin Sun's squadron turned fatal. Jaina's next few moments were frantic with evasive action, as she danced and weaved and fled across the face of the void. In the course of her frantic maneuvers, she lost track of Vale, Tisar, and Twin Ten. She lost a sense of everything except her own terror. Through the Force, she could only sense desperation and terror, and she closed down her extended Force sense, not wanting the other pilot's emotions to distract her. She saw an X-Wing explode in a shower of orange light, and she fired its skips that crossed her path without knowing whether she hit them or not. The inner ship comm filled with shouts, warning, and screams of frustration, fear, and anger. Jaina was nearly blind with the sweat that poured into her eyes. Finally, she'd had enough. This was a fight that it was impossible to win.
"Twin Sun Squadron," she shouted. "Prepare for hyperflight. Return to Origin, on my mark."
Return to Origin called for a hyperspace leap to the jump point previous to this one, meaning the place in empty space where Jaina had first heard Far Thunder's distress call. There was no problem jumping from here. They were in deep space, where every point was a jump point.
"Negative, Twin Leader," came a voice. "Negative. Do not jump."
Only now Jaina remembered Ijix Harona and his flight of A-Wings.
"Where are you?" she demanded.
She pulled her X-Wing hard to the right to evade the bright fire of a plasma cannon. Another cannon jolted her front shields as a coral skipper tried a deflection shot. Colonel Harona's voice was maddeningly calm.
"We're right here."
And suddenly the dark night of space lit with the fires of burning coral skippers. 7 enemy craft were destroyed in 2 seconds as Harona's 12 A-Wings punched through Jaina's flight. Jaina's squadron had become so entangled with the enemy that both she and the coral skippers had slowed in order to maneuver, leaving the Yuuzhan Vong easy, sluggish targets for the A-Wing's blazing storm of fire. Jaina gave a shriek of relief and joy.
"Cancel that hyperspace jump," she called. "We're back in business."
There was more desperate fighting for Jaina while Harona and his A-Wings turned for another pass, but this time the odds were more even. She splashed one enemy and scared another off the tail of one of her rookie pilots. Then Harona and the A-Wings came slashing through again. The Yuuzhan Vong this time were more prepared, and the A-Wings nailed only 4. But that tilted the odds more decisively in Jaina's favor, and now it was the enemy desperately evading across space while the X-Wings pursued. Before the A-wings could make a third pass, the Yuuzhan Vong broke contact and ran, heading for the tender analogs that had carried them here. Not just those engaged with Jaina, but all the rest as well, all those harassing Far Thunder.
"Good work, twin sons," Haruna congratulated. "A fine day."
"A fine day for you," Jaina thought. Her jumpsuit was soaked with sweat, and the air in her cockpit fairly smoked with the tang of adrenaline.
"Form your squadron astern of Far Thunder," Haruna ordered.
Jaina's squadron had lost 3 craft and 2 pilots, both rookies. Jaina had barely had time to learn the names of the 2 pilots before the war tore away their lives. Her own wingmate, Vale, had survived. The rookie pilot, who had succeeded in ejecting from his damaged craft, was picked up by one of Far Thunder's shuttles that carried its evacuating crew to Whiphand. Once the crippled cruiser was evacuated, Whiphand maneuvered to within point-blank range of Far Thunder and opened fire. The unresisting cruiser blew to bits in a furious explosion, leaving nothing behind for the Yuuzhan Vong. Jaina pictured the unlucky Captain Hanser on the bridge of the Whiphand, as he watched the destruction of the ship for which he had fought so hard. Jaina knew just how he felt. The Yuuzhan Vong had lost a couple of dozen coral skippers in exchange for the destruction of a Republic-class cruiser. Even though they'd fled the battle, the Yuuzhan Vong had every reason to call it a victory. The 2 starfighter squadrons formed on Whiphand and leapt together into hyperspace, heading for Kashyyyk. Once there, Jaina knew Twin Sun's squadron would bind its wounds, acquire 2 new replacements, and set out on its ambitious training schedule. Until, of course, they were again called upon to face the Yuuzhan Vong and the roll of death's dice in the void.